As the class of 2023's final year of high school is nearing the end, it's time to acknowledge the seniors' unique experience. The start of spring break freshman year turned into a lengthy quarantine for many as COVID-19 hit the U.S. After that, students' high school experience would not be the same. Months stuck inside, away from everyone else as a 14 or 15-year-old is rough. It shifted a lot of people's lives around that could be so much different if it wasn't for COVID-19. Even though all of the class 2023 has seemed to produce a unique class that is sure to have success in the future. Senior Payne Shepherd came into Francis House Central with a promising wrestling future, surrounded by a talented program of respective wrestlers. While that was going well, Shepherd was already hit with an important message his first semester of high school. I always got good grades, so in high school I thought I could keep the same pace and be okay. Well, I wasn't. I didn't get close to my goal, so it helped me realize I can't be lazy, I need to be going forward always. It was hard for Shepherd to go forward. The new high school curriculum was too large to just put decent effort in, but he was able to adapt to the environment and balance his focuses of wrestling and academics. As the ending of freshman year was near, COVID-19 hit. It was rough. At that age, you're filled with energy, and being inside due to quarantine really takes a toll on you. It basically shifted my life around. I lived so different after quarantine compared to before, but I think that helped me, Shepherd said. Even though all the pressure COVID-19 in high school put on Shepherd, he was able to stay composed and learn to be his own person, grinding over the years to win a state championship in wrestling and average a 3.5 GPA. This state championship really helped me. The fact I'm able to compete on the highest level shows me I can do what I want in life, Shepherd said. Senior Christian Padilla's way through high school was sports, just like Payne's. Through quarantine and through rough patches, he always had sports. Those activities provided the grounds for his high school life, his friends, and even his mindset. I would say my high school life was mainly reflected in sports. It definitely helped me make most of my friends, since you would see your teammates every day after school. It helped me realize that you don't need anyone to do well. Everything's all up to you and what you make of it, Padilla said. Padilla's high school career will be stopping point after his second year of tennis comes to an end. Very soon. Padilla grew up playing soccer his whole life, but was able to manage to contribute a bigger role in tennis. Due to his athletic ability, he was able to snag an offer to come play soccer and tennis from Missouri Baptist University. I've changed a lot, but it all flew by so fast. It kind of excites me, though, because it shows I can turn my life around that fast. These two athletes have been able to learn dependency at a young age due to their push and effort put into their respective high school sports, both being rewarded at the end. Isabella Totra's sophomore year was a demanding year for her. Totra and her parents decided it was best to do all of her sophomore year online. As she was taking her first AP classes, the isolated dynamic of the online curriculum had Totra learn how to teach herself. There was a lot of dependency on yourself. AP classes required a lot more attention, and the struggle of being able to get enough help didn't help either. I had to learn how to figure it out on my own, Totra says. Even though most students wouldn't view it as viable, Totra was able to perform very well the rest of her sophomore year and the rest of her high school career, as she used online school to develop her academics further. I feel like the fact I had to rely on myself so much during sophomore year changed me. I had to create study habits I didn't have before that, and it prepared me very well for junior and senior year. Life through quarantine, experiencing her whole days in a small house of four, while Totra was on virtual school in the kitchen, Isabella had to adapt to the distractions. As a FHC staff member, or Miss Totra, Isabella's mom, provides a little insight. While I was fixing meals, Isabella was able to be right there by me, and with all the noise and whatnot, was still able to do well, and I'm really proud of her for that. Isabella has been able to build from what COVID brought onto her. COVID was the last thing most students wanted. Isolation made so many kids stuck to the escapes of pleasure, not worrying about any nagging work. But 15-year-old Totra was able to cement the pillars for her future. Totra was able to keep building from her experience and has made a very formidable high school resume. 2019 to 2023 was a unique time to be in high school. Past years, I've never had to deal with the interconnectivity of the world's ironic, strong divide and issues. Growing up and having to choose between all the things that you deal with can be such a challenge on its own. But add up all the distractions, the clashing pressure, and the seemingly immutable COVID-19 situation created strong kids, a class of creators and competitors that have had to endure the hardships and learn to be self-driven.